Good morning. With a look at Radio Cayman's 7 o'clock news, I'm Dion Anglin. Reading outcomes in government primary schools have improved by 18.4 percentage points since 2022, according to the latest education data report. Literacy and mathematics results are rising across the system, and secondary school attainment has strengthened, with 52.9% of Year 11 students achieving at least five passes, including English and mathematics. Officials say the progress reflects stronger teaching practices and targeted support. The HSA's neonatal intensive care unit has received a Natus CFM Brains Monitor donated by Rotary Central, Cayman Islands. The device provides real-time brainwave monitoring, helping clinicians detect seizures and guide treatments such as cooling therapy for newborns with hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy. A senior neonatologist said the donation represents a major step forward, giving the NICU access to monitoring previously unavailable at the HSA. Rotary Central said the machine has been commissioned and staff trained. The donation follows other recent contributions, including a mobile blood bank unit. In other local news, Maples Group says funds are increasingly allowing digital asset investment under defined mandates. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The firm's Q1 2026 open-ended funds report found about 19% of open-ended funds launched in the first quarter expressly permitted investment in digital or crypto assets. In a recent analysis, Maples Group said digital asset strategies also featured among specialist and niche strategies, which represented about 12% of fund launches. The firm says managers integrating digital assets must consider custody, valuation, liquidity management, and risk assessment. Its report found almost 80% of new open-ended funds used at least one liquidity tool. It said 53% included redemption gates, 47% lockup periods, and 36% side pocket mechanisms. Maples says digital assets remain subject to price volatility and that managers must maintain risk management, stressing testing and investor disclosures. The firm says regulatory treatment remains dynamic across major markets. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Palestinians say the Israeli military has evacuated several houses in a village in the occupied West Bank, where Israeli settlers have besieged Palestinian families in their homes since Sunday. The US ambassador to Israel has described the settlers as terrorists. The Japanese Prime Minister has criticised President Putin's trip to the disputed Kuril Islands chain in the Pacific, calling it unacceptable. The islands have been under Russian control since the end of the Second World War. UN figures show the number of civilians killed in Ukraine in July rose to the highest level since the first months of the Russian invasion. President Zelensky said he's spending every day trying to secure more interceptor missiles. Parts of Europe are experiencing the fifth heat wave of the year, with more than 135 million people set to experience temperatures over 35 Celsius. Romania has begun completely shutting down its sole nuclear power station after water levels on the River Danube fell to a record low. The Cernavoda plant uses water from the river for cooling. The airline Air India has announced it will start mandatory drug testing for all pilots after one of its planes suddenly lost about 90 metres in height during a flight. The pilot later tested positive for marijuana. France has opened disciplinary proceedings against its ambassador to the Central African Republic over allegations he repeatedly brought women into his official residence. French media say Bruno Fouché acknowledged having sex with two of them. Japan's rugby coach has revealed he lets his players watch videos of geese to prepare them for this weekend's second test against Australia. He says he wants his team to learn from the way the birds follow their leader in formation. That's the latest world news from the BBC.
That's it for Radio Cayman's 7 o'clock morning news. I'm Dion Anglin.